This all is in divine order. Healing, all is in divine order. Relationships, all is in divine order. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. We wonder how we could ever experience bliss, how we could ever experience healing, how we could ever experience relationships that were harmonious, abundance and health and other things that are so important to us. How do we experience them? Well, when we put the one cause in motion, that's a blanket cause, all is in divine order, then all is in divine order. Many people would like to experience bliss. They say bliss would be such a marvelous thing to be experienced. Bliss would be so wonderful if we could only know bliss. And of course, you can't. You can't know bliss. You can prepare yourself to enjoy it. You can prepare yourself to be in that state of consciousness. But once you're in bliss, you don't know you're there. No one in the entire universe has ever indicated that they were in bliss when they truly are in bliss. Because if you say you're in bliss, then you're not. If you say you're not in bliss, then you're not. If you think that bliss is desirable, then it is desirable. But if you think that it's something to be attained, then you're not able to attain it. Bliss comes when we have the sense of inner awareness, the inner feeling within us that all is in divine order. When we know that all is in divine order, there's nothing else that needs to be done. There's nothing else that needs to be put into order. Oh, we watch the movies on the little Buddha, and we see the young Buddha sitting there in meditation, untouched by the illusions of the world that were quite drastic and quite dramatic. And we think to ourselves, my, wouldn't it be wonderful to be in that state of bliss? Well, he was not in a state of bliss. He was in a state of unattachment. He was in a state where he was untouched. He was in a state that he developed to be untouched. Now, did he know that the ugliness was going on before him? Yes, he did. Did he have the way in his consciousness to say, I am untouched by this? Yes, he did. Did he say, that's an illusion and it does not touch me? That's an illusion and it does not touch. Was he firm? Was he definite? Was he truly in line with what was important for him? You see, we listen to the story of Siddhartha. We listen to the story of the little Buddha. We listen to the story of great masters who have achieved bliss, who have achieved a deep inner sense of oneness. And all that comes to our mind of what they're really doing, they're saying all is in divine order. All is in divine order. This is bliss. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. This is healing. All is in divine order. This is perfect relationships. I have a young man who is eagerly seeking a perfect relationship. And in seeking that perfect relationship, he's saying, this has got to be this person. It's got to be this circumstance. It's got to be these details. This is what my relationship is going to be. Well, he may get that relationship, and that relationship may be something that he will enjoy for a while, but it will not be permanent, because he has not put the cause in motion. All is in divine order, and let it be. Let it be. You see, when we can say all is in divine order and then let it be, the miracle of divine order takes place. The miracle of our awareness of that divine order takes place. And we no longer run after, search after, seek healing, wholeness, abundance, relationships, or anything else under the sun. We don't seek it. We are it. And as we are it, we are the happiest people on earth. So how do we prepare ourselves for this? Until you're super confident in yourself, just say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. And know that that means the bliss in you is in divine order. Know that that means you return to your original purity and integrity in your body. All is in divine order. Know that your relationships are beautiful and fantastic because you are beautiful and fantastic. And you cannot create relationships in your world which are not a reflection of yourself. And if you are in perfect divine order in your own thinking, you will create perfect divine order relationships around you and on into all the other areas. Think on these things. It's very important. Very important to our wholeness. It's very important to our beingness. It's very important to who we are. All is in divine order. Think these things and enjoy them today, today, today. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Capel, California. Call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. Now, a lot of people hear these healing blessings, and they tell other people to call these healing blessings, and they give them this 800-463-8654 number instead of giving them the Dial a Healing Word. And they should always have the Dial a Healing Word first, and then call the 800-888-463-8654, because then they will have a consciousness of what it is that they would love to experience and know and be. When you call, you're going to speak to a practitioner the moment you have the phone answered for you. And tell the practitioner, I have a call for healing. And the practitioner will say, wow, yes, it's done. And speak with you in wholeness and purity and goodness. And then it is done. Bliss, all is in divine order. Healing, all is in divine order. Relationships, all is in divine order. You, me, all is in divine order now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.